From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. There's an old saying that talking about music is like dancing about architecture. It's a challenge to describe music with words, and it's equally difficult to capture its essence in photographs. Marcy Silman of member station KUOW spoke with two photographers who've just completed projects on music, and she prepared this report.
Annie Leibovitz says she wants her portraits of musicians to explore what music looks like. To get that out of bluegrass pioneer Ralph Stanley, she asked him to reprise one of the songs he recorded for the O Brother, Where Art Thou soundtrack.
So I asked him to sing Odette thinking I was going to get this kind of like contorted face or whatever. And the truth is he hardly opened his mouth like more than a quarter inch. And he was more like clenched. He was like, Odette, you know, it's like,
Odette. Oh, Dad, won't you spare me over till another year?
The finished photograph is a close-up of Ralph Stanley's face, his eyes almost shut and his mouth closed. It's very different from photographer Charles Peterson's candid shots of Seattle rock musicians.
I wasn't as interested in getting the beautiful headshot of the performer. Was more interested in what's going on with these fans behind me.
While Charles Peterson may not be as famous as Annie Leibovitz, one of his photographs of Kurt Cobain has become iconic. The late Nirvana frontman is playing his guitar, whirling upside down in midair like a gymnast. The image is included in Peterson's new book, a collection of photographs he took of Nirvana and the other bands that created what came to be called grunge. Peterson says to try to capture that scene with his camera, he started experimenting with a long shutter speed coupled with an electronic flash.
What happens is the flash freezes the moment, and then the shutter is open and it picks up any sort of ambient light around it. It could be a spotlight in the club or even a little light on the amplifier, a reflection on a drum kit. And then that, the way I sort of move the camera after the fact, coupled with the subject moving, creates this blurry effect.
An effect that's intended to evoke a sense of the frantic energy of rock.
Some people will argue that rock music and rock musicians must be portrayed making the music in order for you to get a sense of rock's authenticity.
Elizabeth Brown is chief curator at the Henry Art Gallery at the University of Washington. She says that's also true of jazz. Brown points to a 1956 photograph by Lee Friedlander.
You have gotten, in this image, a really powerful sense of what it's like to be at a jazz jam session with the very, very stark qualities of light, with this incredible point of view where you're below the musicians and you can see them all grouped together in this one little cluster, and the way that the bass is just looming over you. And so there's something very evocative just about the setting and the space, but then he's also gotten the way that the musicians knit together physically as well as musically, and the way that the room is filled with smoke and all of those qualities that are that experience.
Elizabeth Brown says for her, one of the qualities of good visual art is that it can conjure sounds and smells or the feeling of warm air on your skin. For photographer Charles Peterson, it's more the impact of a sweaty body slamming into yours or the taste of flat beer. Peterson says that's tough to convey in a photograph.
It's almost like a Zen thing where you have to think both fast and slow at the same time. You have to think fast because, well, it's typically fast-happening action, and so you need those reflexes. But it's also, I think, important to think slow, to sometimes slow down and go, what is really going on here? It's trampled cups on the floor. That's what's going to tell this story versus just yet another headshot of Eddie Vedder.
Curator Elizabeth Brown says Peterson does tell a story in a shot of four Japanese kids watching the Super Suckers with their mouths wide open.
When you see that gesture, you recognize it as somebody shouting or screaming or singing at the top of their lungs. At the same time, the composition is a loud composition. It's completely filled with these four heads. You see stuff in motion. There's no space in the picture for anything else, so you really do feel sucked into the excitement of the moment.
When I hear your voice, I feel comfortable and good. When I hear you talk, it sounds just the way it should. When I hear you laugh, I know you're the one I want to be hanging out with me for the rest of my life.
Both Charles Peterson and Annie Leibovitz had a hand in creating the visual imagery of their times. Peterson first photographed his friends in Seattle bands in the early 1990s. Then he became a photographer for Sub Pop Records, the label that helped put grunge on the map. Leibovitz created some of the iconic portraits of rock musicians as a staff photographer for Rolling Stone magazine in the 1970s. Her portraits have been criticized for hyping celebrity over offering insight. But Leibovitz says it's impossible to give more than a glimpse of anything in a single photograph.
If it happens to be kind of an amazing day or something special, that subject may decide to give you something more. I'm quite happy with the obvious. And, you know, in the long run, it's a photograph. It's only going to give you one point of view. You know, it has its limits. You're just not going to get to the heart of the matter or the everyday. It's just not possible.
And Charles Peterson says he never expected any picture he took to wind up as a poster on some fan's bedroom wall. He was just happy to be in the middle of an electric scene.
We were all in our early 20s, early to mid-20s, and the switch was on. We didn't think about someday the switch is going to be off and this is going to be worth something. Just the switch is on and we were doing it.
Charles Peterson's photographs of the 1990s Seattle music scene are in a new book called Touch Me, I'm Sick, named for Mudhoney's first hit.
This song is about all things flannel and thermal.
Annie Leibovitz's photographs are in her new book, American Music, and in an exhibition of the same name at the Experience Music Project in Seattle. For NPR News, I'm Marcy Silman.